You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome, gamers, to Kind of Funny Games Daily for Thursday, the 30th of September. I am your host, Tamor Hossein, and I am joined by the Hispanic heartthrob, the Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping him to shreds. It's the globe-trotting, head-shotting nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
The full intro, Tam. God, I love you. I'm eating an apple right now. It's like pouring one out for your homies, but I'm eating an apple because apple slices are getting trounced by chicken McNuggets on the McDonald's McDonald's bracket.
Yeah, I saw fries advance and I was like, you know what? It's the basic option, but it's also the staple, right?
You can't really be mad about fries moving on, right?
No, not at all. Andy,
not with how good they are.
I don't know if you know this, but the thing that I'm trying to use to like give my Kind of Funny Games Dailies a little flavor is I'd like to introduce some facts about the day I'm doing them. So September 30th. I'm going to give some September 30th facts.
Never forget.
Mm-hmm. I never forget. Finish the fight.
My anniversary, guys. My anniversary.
Yes. First of all, I was going to say it is one Kevin Coyler's anniversary. Yeah. Of course.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Joining Kind of Funny or wedding? 4 more years. Wedding.
Let's go. 4 more years.
Wedding. Wedding?
Yeah, wedding.
Yeah, wedding anniversary. Congratulations to you.
What's 4 more years? What do you mean by that?
Well, because we hit 4 years. These are 4 years of being married. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying four.
Oh, so you're like a president thing, like one of those president things.
I had to go with something, Andy. You know, I'm not good at.
I'm aware of like U.S. politics.
There it is.
Come on there. Mm-hmm.
In 1641, on September 30th, America's first annual fair was held in New Netherlands, now known as New Jersey / the New York area.
Wow, I didn't know it was ever called that. That's cool.
New Netherlands. That's wild.
I thought you were going to talk about like something about the Titanic or something.
No. In 1927, Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season, a record that stood until 1961.
Wow, the Colossus. You like sports.
So I chucked that in there for you.
Great Bambino.
And the final one I know is relevant to you. It's chewing gum day.
Wow.
So get your chewing gum out. And get it going. And one for Kevin here. I don't know if Kevin's going to get this going. It's also hot mulled cider day. So if you needed a reason to enjoy some hot mulled cider, Kevin, you know.
Get warmed up with some hot mulled cider. That's what I'm talking about. Woo-woo!
There you go. Enjoy.
It's chewing gum day. Wow. I mean, today might finally be the day we do the chewing gum topic on the Kind of Funny podcast.
Finally, do it.
Three years in the making.
That's the ammo you needed. Of course, today's.
Never mind. I'm sorry.
I was going to launch into the spiel, but if you want to,
there's no reason for me to ever bring this up.
Launch it, Tam.
Now I want to hear it, but you can maybe save it for the podcast. Today's stories include information on who might be making a new Twisted Metal game, why God of War Ragnarok was delayed, and we've also got an Xbox TG Up Roundup speedrun. And much more, because, of course, this is Kind of Funny Games Daily, which you can watch each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you are watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong, which is very rare, by going to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. This is a Tam and Andy episode, which means definitely nothing happening wrong.
Ain't that the truth?
Straight facts. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or listen on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kind of Funny Games Daily. You can remember to use Epic Creator Code Kind of Funny on all Epic Store and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League or Fortnite. I know a lot of you are playing Fortnite, and that will help support Kind of Funny. Easy. You lose nothing. Kind of Funny gains a lot. To be part of the show, you can head to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where bronze members are above get to write in, and silver members are above get the show ad-free, along with an exclusive daily post show. Housekeeping, and I mean one time let it be a bad game of sweeping. P.S. I Love You, XOXO, Life is Strange, Spoilercast, and Gamescast with Jared Petty is now live. That's right, Jared Petty is back, baby, and he's on fire and form. And next week, there's going to be a very special event, which I'm going to kick over to Andy to explain because it is super cool.
Yeah, so Blessing and I were approached by Panda Global, which is a big esports team. We have a best friend that works there in the ranks who has always tried to kind of help us out. His name is Chris, and he helped get me into... Me and Kind of Funny get into a lot of the Twitch breakout videos that you used to see. Now he's at Panda Global Esports, and we are essentially doing a big stream tournament for the upcoming Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. And that is really, really exciting. And the most exciting thing about it is that we are going to be playing against some of the biggest Twitch and YouTube names that you can have in the game. Moist Critical is going to be there, Ludwig, Avili, whole bunch of people that are just massive stars, and also me and Blessing will be there. But the cool thing about it is tomorrow we are raising money for cancer research, for breast cancer, and Blessing and I will both have links that you could donate to, Tam. Mm-hmm. And the way it's going to work is the more money that we raise, the more money we have to bid on the fighter we want to choose in Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. And it's really exciting because I want Nigel Thornberry, and I feel like he might be a top tier, S tier character. So we need to get those donations up, and yes, we will start those donations tomorrow on tomorrow's Halo Big Team Battle stream. I can't freaking wait, baby. Halo's here, dude. It's back again.
So my proposition to the Kind of Funny best friends is let's try and get Nigel Thornberry for Andy. Let's try and get Cat Dog for Blessing.
Cat Dog is going to be an S tier fighter. Cat Dog
is going to be top tier. And that way we guarantee that we have a good chance of taking out scrubs like Ludwig. Who cares about Ludwig? My man's got like 100,000 streamers every day. Tuppence. Who cares? Moist Critical. Overly from G4. No worries. With Nigel Thornberry and Cat Dog, easy claps.
Trihex is going to destroy us. Trihex is going to be there too. And I've been watching that dude play Smash on Twitch for a long time. So it's going to be a bloodbath. We're going to get absolutely destroyed. Blessing is our only hope. Tam, the last time I played Smash was at Tim's house when Snowback Mike was here a couple weeks ago, and it didn't go well for me. I'm just bad at the game. So I'm going to go in there with full confidence, though. I'm going to talk a big game and hoping I can just psych them out, you know?
Listen, we all saw what happened with Mario Golf. You have the ability to just twist destiny and fate to your advantage.
I can just activate every once in a while.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm counting on. I've seen you do it many a time.
Thank you.
Others will be able to see you do it when the tournament happens.
You were lucky.
On Tuesday, October 5th at noon PT on twitch.tv/PandaGlobal. Get hype. Before we continue, I want to thank our Patreon producers, which is the Kind of Funny, Destiny 2, PC, Clan, and Blackjack. And of course, today we're brought to you by Liquid IV, ExpressVPN, and Demon Slayer, or Kimetsu no Yaiba if you're a cool anime person like me.
Oh, wow.
But I'll tell you more about that later. For now, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have six stories today. Fun fact, and kind of a reminder, Baker's Dozen originated from the practice of medieval English bakers giving an extra loaf when selling a dozen in order to avoid being penalized for selling short weight. So while a dozen is 12, a baker's dozen is 13. So it's technically always an inaccurate number. Remember that.
Wow. Thank you, Tam.
Just teaching something.
Just always getting educated on these shows.
Always getting educated. First story comes from VGC's Andy Robinson. And the story is Destruction All-Stars studio Lucid has been handed the Twisted Metal revival. PlayStation has handed its Twisted Metal series revival to Destruction All-Stars developer Lucid Games, sources have told VGC. According to the sources, the new car combat installment, which by release will be the series' first in over a decade, has started early development at the Liverpool, UK-based studio. One person with knowledge of Lucid's plans suggested that the revival would be built around a free-to-play model, partly in response to Destruction All-Stars' last-minute transition from a premium game to a PlayStation Plus title. The release is planned to coincide with an upcoming TV series in 2023, VGC was told. Despite poor reception to All-Stars, Lucid has a long pedigree in the racing genre and is trusted to do a good job with Twisted Metal, we were told.
We were told.
Listen, someone told us, I know the last thing they made, everyone hated it, but someone told us that they're pretty good lads. So they
word of mouth, number one.
Word of mouth, yeah. Word on the street is they have been trusted. The British studio was formed by veterans of the now closed developer Bizarre Creations, which created the hit Project Gotham racing games. For more recently, Lucid worked on Need for Speed entries, Payback and Hot Pursuit. Yikes. Payback, not the one there. Hot Pursuit remastered for EA though, so a good one there.
Payback, and, the one with Aaron Paul?
I think that is the one, yeah. I just remember the cover being very orange and me what being an like, I do not want to play this.
What a visual experience.
They also worked on another car game called Switchblade, which I forgot existed until reading that word on a website. And I was like, holy shit, I forgot about that.
I don't believe that's a real game. If you were to mention today on the day, the games that are coming out, that Switchblade is coming out today on Switch and PC, I'd believe it.
The studio's reported involvement in Twisted Metal comes weeks after the series' original director responded to rumors of a revival and said he believed that Lucid was an unlikely fit due to poor reception of Destruction All-Stars.
Oof.
That is brutal. The original director going, nah, they ain't going to get it. They suck. And then they give it to them. Oh, shit. the former director said, I think Sony's got a bloody nose financially from Destruction All-Star, so I don't think they're sat around saying, let's try another car combat title, and let's try one that historically has only done well in one territory. I don't see that, he said.
Oof!
What do you reckon, Andy? Do you see that?
I mean, why am I always on the show?
I have the same thing. I have the same thing. It's always Twisted Metal.
The last time I was on the show, it was about Twisted Metal, and everybody got mad at me because I'm just like, who wants Twisted Metal? To me, Tam, this makes sense, right? I don't think that Destruction All-Stars was ever going to rocket its way to success. But, I mean, this seems like a fit to me, despite what their former director says. I think this makes sense, and I truly and honestly just don't care personally, but again, I'm just throwing my own little personal feedback in there, Tim. I don't care about Twisted Metal. I don't care about the show, but good luck to them. This makes sense to me though.
Yeah, it's worth saying that the former director that is talking mad shit about it is David Jaffe, who has a reputation for popping off at the mouth on Twitter, which is like,
oh,
fair
really?
Enough. Yeah,
damn, I didn't know that. Never heard anything.
You never heard anything?
No.
Yeah, it's because you're not wild. Twitter. That's probably a good thing. but yeah, it does make sense. I think the thing that I'm with you, where I'm always on a Twisted Metal story, and I'm also of like, who really wants this? And I think the answer to that is Sony wants this because they have a TV show riding on it. I feel like the thing that is pushing this project through as a game is the fact that there's a TV show in production. And I feel like that's going to happen a lot going forward, especially as Sony branches out into more things. You guys were talking about this on a previous podcast. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of Last of Us announcement around the time the Last of Us TV series starts to do something big, whether that's Factions or that rumored Last of Us 1 remake that is supposed to happen. And I expect we'll be seeing plenty more of that. I know there are fans of Twisted Metal out there, but it's not for me.
Yeah, again, the thing I mentioned last time on the show was I feel like there was some crossed wires here and some mixed messaging where somebody said, oh, people want a game, let's make a show. On the other side, they said, oh, people want another show, let's make a game. And they think that both are in equal demand. And it is a very weird property to sort of bring back as if the majority of people have been demanding for more Twisted Metal. It's always been odd to me. This whole thing's been very weird to me.
I feel like on both sides of that crossed wires, like there's at least two people that are looking at a Blu-ray copy of Mad Max Fury Road and going, do we have one of these? And the answer is, yeah, kind of. And that's how it all began.
Yeah.
But yeah, good luck to them. And you know that meme of where's those three messages? And it's like, I ain't got time to read about that, but I'm happy for you. I'm sorry about that. That's why they're twisted. Every Twisted Metal story for me is like,
yeah,
good luck to you. Next story comes from Bloomberg's own Takashi Mochizuki and Olga Karif. And that is, developers are making games for a Nintendo 4K console that doesn't exist. Excellent headline, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is, many people were surprised to learn that Nintendo's new video game console, the OLED Switch, is missing a common feature of rival systems, support for high fidelity 4K. However, they report that employees at 11 game companies have said their teams were in possession of a 4K Nintendo development kit for the Switch. The companies span the globe, ranging from large publishers to small studios, and include at least one that has never made a console game before, Zynga. According to employees who asked not to be identified because they weren't authorized to discuss their projects publicly. So the system is apparently capable of handling 4K and isn't expected to be released until the games aren't expected to be released until next year, the earliest, people familiar with plans said. The interesting thing is Nintendo responded to this on Twitter very shortly after, which is incredibly unlike Nintendo. Nintendo tweeted from its main account, a news report on September 30th, 2021, falsely claims that Nintendo is supplying tools to drive game development for a Nintendo Switch with 4K support. To ensure correct understanding among our investors and customers, we want to clarify that this report is not true. We also want to restate that, as we announced in July, we have no plans for any new model other than the Nintendo Switch OLED model, which will launch on October 8, 2021. Please go out and buy it. Andy.
Very bizarre. Weird. Like, I, whenever we hear denials from these big companies, it's usually through some sort of interview where somebody gets a quote from somebody, and that's kind of all we hear about it. But to see sort of that definitive of a response, it's really bizarre to me. I kind of at first thought it was a parody account, and I had to make sure, like, no, this is the correct verified account or whatever. I almost wanted them to be like, look, we're not doing a 4K thing. We call 2160p here or something like that. Mm. But yeah, very, very out of character for them to sort of they denied reports in the past, but never like, here's our letters. This is our tweet here with all the characters that you're looking at right now. Very bizarre.
Yeah, it is very strange. And the interesting thing is, obviously, the main response, there are so many leaks about it. It was supposed to have this like quicker chip from NVIDIA that would have like,
DLSS
and 4K via that when it was connected to a TV. And the breadth of leaks and information that was corroborated was significant to the point where people were like, yeah, this seems convincing. It's just a matter of time. So the question kind of becomes, is this Nintendo kind of protecting their current model, which is like, hey, we need to get ahead of this and say this is not happening because then no one's buying the OLED Switch and our shareholders are going to be pissed. Do you reckon that they're telling the truth, or do you reckon it's only a matter of time before they announce it? And if they do announce it, how do they get around this statement which says, hey, we're not making that?
I mean, if you look in the replies, it is filled with people saying, hey, last time you said this, you were protecting this because you wanted that item to sell instead of the upcoming version of whatever the 3DS or the 2DS or whatever. Yeah. There were just a lot of receipts in the replies. The weirdest part about this is because this statement is so official looking on that tweet that we're going to be hit with so many this use. Like, we're going to be hit with a lot of those this you tweets.
Emojis, which are the worst.
Yeah, because it's one thing where you can't necessarily you can kind of bring receipts on a tweet a lot easier than a pull quote from some article on a website from the year prior or whatever. So I do think that there will eventually be this higher model 4K device that apparently doesn't exist yet. I do think that we will see it likely in the next year. Like, I just believe all these sources. That's just there's too many people sort of corroborating all these things that make me believe that it is a definitive product that's being made. And yeah, I do think that they are protecting their OLED sales and hoping that people don't cancel pre-orders.
Yeah, I think the Bloomberg report does say like it won't show up until next year at the earliest. Here's what I'm saying. If I was working at Nintendo and I knew that, fast forward, and I was like in charge of how do we tell everyone that we now have a 4K model, all I'd say is, last year, when we announced that we did not have a 4K model in production, you spoke and you spoke loudly. We heard the replies. We read your replies and we realized that you wanted a 4K model more than anything. So we fast-tracked production of a new Nintendo Switch 4K model for you,
just flat out
the
lie.
Gamers. The gamers. Yeah. We heard you wanted it and so we made it for you. the gamers.
And then everybody goes, they are so consumer friendly. They listen to the fans.
Yeah. They loved it. And then they go like, what? You want to connect to the internet on this? Absolutely not. No chance.
By the way, we took away Bluetooth in this one.
Yeah. Actually, we put Drift in both of these Joy-Cons now. So it's a balance. We couldn't fix Drift in one, so we negated it by putting Drift in the other one. So it cancels out. We're sorted. And that's the Nintendo story. Next story is a heartwarming one to a degree, but also a kind of sad one. And it comes from God of War actor Christopher Judge, who says the God of War Ragnarok delay was his fault. And it was kind of like a stealth delay because there was never an announcement. It was just kind of like, this is taking a real long time and we've not heard a lot about it. And that's because they didn't really message it, but behind the scenes stuff was happening. So Christopher Judge, you may know, played Kratos in the latest God of War and is playing and reprising that role for God of War Ragnarok, tweeted a series of tweets which looked very unsanctioned and I expected would have been deleted, but they seem like they have been left up because they do a lot of good. He put 100, did the emoji. Good job, job, Chris. Good Christopher Judge tweet behavior, use the 100 emoji. Bad Christopher Judge tweet behavior, he posted every tweet as its own individual tweet
instead
of a thread. So, you know, it's like swings and roundabouts with that one.
Mm-hmm. He's being judged.
Yeah, he's being judged. 100% in my feels right now. I need to be forthcoming. This has been approved by no one. To the beloved fandom, this has been approved by no one because I am Christopher Judge. To the beloved fandom, Ragnarok was delayed because of me. I hear him saying this in Kratos' voice as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok was delayed because of me, boy. August 2019, I couldn't walk. Had to have back surgery. Both hips replaced and knee surgery. They waited for me to rehab. They being Sony Santa Monica. No threats. No, who do you think you are? Nothing but love and support. And at Sony Santa Monica has never said a word about the delay and what caused it. Studios are assholes, but this company, from top to bottom, should give us hope. What they did for the crew is way more. That I can't talk about, but I've said to all involved, it's the classiest thing that I've ever heard. He actually wrote, ever heard about. And you know when you're like, this is like when, you know when your dad asks you to fill out a form for him because, or like read something that he's written and it's just full of spelling mistakes and you're like, oh, yeah, you're actually quite dumb. This is kind of like, this is what Atreus would feel like if Kratos ever asked him to like check, can you check this email I'm sending? And it's just full of like typos.
You got to put a comma there, Dad.
Dad, you got to put a T if you want to.
Hey. All right, let's ratchet down the judge about these things. All right, calm down. People make mistakes with their Twitters. Let's not blow this out of proportion. Yeah, say it's a big deal.
Kevin's right. I'll take that back. I apologize to Christopher Judge. This is not the moment. There could be any number of reasons. But he said, this is the classiest thing that I've ever heard about in this business. Everyone involved in the... Oh, I'll take all that back. He's abbreviated God of War to G of W. G-O-F-W. Yeah,
it's got to be G-O-W.
It's got to be G-O-W.
It's taken over Gears of War.
He's trying his hardest, okay? We've all been there, right? We've all put out a tweet and been like, this is heartfelt, and then everyone judges it.
Chris, I know you're having a bad... Chris, I know you're having a bad time. You're not helping us, so help us help you. Help us help you. Just G-O-W. Everyone involved in the GOW franchise put their hearts and souls into every frame you see. I want to thank everyone that's allowed me to play. I meant to say play as in the character, but
yeah.
But yeah. So now we know. But
well, the tweets went on because I think it was like play, love, there was a fourth tweet too then.
But I just couldn't handle any more typos, so I had to bail.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's understandable, Tim. I think this is great. And
yeah.
I think initially we all thought, oh, this will get taken down pretty soon. PR will kind of snap this up. Just based on how kind of inside baseball it seemed. And then seeing Corey Barlog reply to it like, hey, man, we love you, dude. Like, you're part of the team. We can't do this without you. And immediately I'm like, okay, that's great. They're not going to take that down. But it also just sort of shows you how shitty the movie industry and the TV industry has been to him, where something just like basic human decency is like such a surprise to him that a studio can be like, "Nah, man, take your time. Like we need you at 110%. So it's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the reason I wanted to kind of bring it up. Also, because like, you know, the industry is, we're constantly talking about how rough the industry can be in various different forms, that I think it's nice to also highlight that there are moments and places where good things are happening. Obviously, we'd like it to happen to different people on all scales, all ladders and places within the development of a game, not just the star of the game. But it shows that, you know, humanity and showing some compassion for people genuinely helps people in creative places in the same way that it helped Christopher Judge. He goes on to tweet about how he almost quit the game when Corey told him that he wasn't directing the next one. But Corey was just like, "Hey, do you trust me?" And Christopher Judge was like, "Yep." And he's like,
"Just like an Aladdin." Yeah. Just like an Aladdin. Exactly. Yeah. Beautiful.
exactly like an Aladdin, yes.
I would like to just be like, add a little thing of like, them delaying it, like, that's wild. Like, the amount of money that must have cost. So I don't think it's just a, like, a simple decency thing. Because, like, they could have still used his voice and hired a different actor to be the body. Like, that sort of thing happens all of the time.
I don't disagree, Kevin, but I do think with a game this large and a studio this large, you are kind of, I'd like to assume that studios this large are building into the money that they're spending, expecting like, some sort of delays for, like, you know, like, hey, just in case this and this happens, just in case we run into this issue, we're kind of prepared for this ahead of time.
I just feel like with a company this large making one product every, 6 years, right? Yeah, like that is, you, like, them accounting for that, like, that's, I think, really, really impressive. And like, shout out to
exactly. I think the other thing is like they have an interest in making sure the talent is super, super invested in staying in that role or feeling good about it. Because you look at, like, they're probably learning a lot from seeing Marvel in their movies, right? Like, those are similar movies and franchises and entertainment properties that are in many ways built off the back of their lead characters, right? Like, you think about what the MCU owes to Robert Downey Jr. And the idea that if you treat an actor like Robert Downey Jr. poorly, he's more likely to bounce out of Iron Man early, right? And in that scenario, you screw up so many things. That I think we live in a world now where creators behind these things are understanding that you need to treat your stars and the people that kind of make the things happen with a little bit more compassion, so that they feel good about carrying on doing this. Because if it turns out after this God of War, you know, this is the end of the Norse saga, they want to do, I don't know, another God of War, and they want Christopher Judge to return, this is the kind of thing that's going to make him go, absolutely, I'm back, 100%.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah,
1,000%. And then they save themselves a lot of time and marketing spend in the future, having to, you know, pitch this new Kratos as a new actor and all that kind of stuff. They saved the money on that, and they saved the headache on that, because Christopher Judge is all like, you were cool to me when I needed your help, so let's do this.
Tam, when Tom Cruise breaks his ankle on the set of Mission Impossible Fallout, you don't just rush it and then say, Tom, you can't be in the next stunt scenes, all right? We're going to have to sideline you. You delay the whole movie because the franchise is nothing without you, Tom Cruise. And God of War, in my opinion, if they picked anybody else to be the body actor, I'd be like, that's not Chris Judge. That's not his body. I know what Chris Judge's body looks like. You know what I mean, Tim?
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, you got to imagine it's much harder to replace a character like that, considering the amount of work that goes into, like, we watch those behind the scenes, like, documentary series and, like, stuff of Christopher Judge acting as Kratos. And there's bits where, like, he's, like, genuinely crying, and it's not because he's acting, it's because he, like he says in that documentary, like, he's pulling from his own life experiences.
That moment always gets me.
You could replace Christopher Judge with someone who's like a facsimile for him, but you can't replace that kind of emotional investment in bringing that character out, because that's something that the new actor would not be able to draw upon. And gamers are sharp enough to notice that difference and feel that difference. In the same way that when they replaced David Hayter with Kiefer Sutherland for Snake in Metal Gear Solid 5 versus others, we all felt that. We could feel that it was a different Snake and it wasn't the one that we know. And that was because, more than just a voice, there was a different feeling to that character. So did you think
David Hayter was ever going to come back in that game? I always thought that he was going to pop up near the end or something like that.
Yeah, I thought they were going to bring him back in some way, but sadly they didn't. They instead paid Kiefer Sutherland to say 10 words.
Seven words.
Yeah, absolutely hate to see it. But all right, next story. We're going to do a speed run of TGS, specifically Xbox. We're doing a speed run because there's a bunch of stories. Nothing super big, but there's enough of them that we kind of need to hit them fast and hard. We're the ODST, we're Orbital Drop Shock Trooper in this.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Ready? So, first things first, Xbox Cloud Gaming and Game Pass is coming to new regions. Microsoft, I'm taking all this from Xbox.com. Microsoft said that we're now taking another step forward to reach the vision. Xbox Cloud Gaming, as part of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, is launching in Brazil, Mexico later today, and Australia and Japan on October 1st. And that was announced at Tokyo Game Show. So if you are in any of those regions, you can now play a bunch of Game Pass titles. And also you can play a bunch of those games via cloud gaming on a bunch of devices, including phones, Android phones, tablets, Apple iPhones, Windows PCs through browsers and that kind of stuff. So, and if you've used Xbox Cloud Gaming, you will know it's remarkably good. My experience have been amazing with it. And if you haven't, I would recommend you try it out because it is surprising how good it is. Like, you can play top tier games on a phone and it works really, really well. Story number two from TGS, Xbox commits to Japan and Asia. Sarah Bond, head of Xbox Creator Experience and Ecosystem, took to the stage to discuss Xbox's commitment to creators in Asia, sharing that Xbox is partnered with over 200 independent developers based in Japan through the IDEA Xbox program, providing a stage for exciting games and experiences to come to the Xbox platform in the future. Many of these can be discovered with Xbox Game Pass.
Is this finally the time?
Damn. Is this where Xbox finally breaks it in Japan? And we are going to talk about that a little bit later on, I think. But I think that cloud gaming and Game Pass positions Xbox to be more of a success now more than ever, I think, because mobile gaming is what they know and love over there.
Mm-hmm.
Next story comes from coming from TGS and Xbox is there's new Game Pass titles. Scarlet Nexus is available on Game Pass in Japan. Back 4 Blood is coming. AI or I Somnium Files.
And or is it Al?
Al Somnium Files. Al.
Albert.
Albert Somnium Files out now on Game Pass. And Mighty Goose will be available with Xbox Game Pass. Scarlet Nexus is a real cool game. So if you haven't played it and have access to Game Pass, check that out. Al is also pretty good, I've heard. Check that out.
I recommend Scarlet Nexus. I legitimately put about 35 hours into it, and I really dig the gameplay. Story-wise, I just started like, this ain't working for me. But I have a goal where I want to actually finish it before the year ends, because I put so much time into it, might as well finish a damn thing. I enjoyed it. I think it's a gorgeous game and it has a really neat combat system.
Yeah, I agree. I played a little bit of it, and it's one of those games that I definitely want to go back to because it's doing a lot of interesting things. Next part of the speed run through TGS Xbox is full Japanese localization coming for Starfield and Redfall. So Starfield being the first new game in 25 years from Bethesda Game Studios. Todd Howard, the Japanese version of Todd Howard, localized Todd Howard for Japan, appeared on stage. Appeared on stage and shared that Starfield will be localized into Japanese and will be the largest translation project in Bethesda's history, incorporating over 300 actors and over 150,000 lines of dialogue. That's significantly more than Kiefer Sutherland said in Metal Gear Solid 5. Starfield arrives
almost
twice as much. Starfield arrives exclusively on Xbox Series X and S and PC on November 11th, 2022. Play it day one on Game Pass. Harvey Smith also appeared, and Harvey Smith being the studio director of Arcane Austin, formerly Arcane Lyon, also confirmed full localization and language support for Redfall, the immersive open world FPS that brings the studio signature gameplay to the cooperative action and FPS genres. Redfall arrives summer 2022 exclusively on Xbox Series X, S, PC, and will be available day one on Game Pass. Final major story coming from Xbox TGS stream is Tango is working on a new game that isn't Ghostwire Tokyo. So Big Phil Spencer sat down with Big Shinji Mikami to talk about the kind of studio and the future of development there. And Mikami revealed that the team is already working on a new game that isn't Ghostwire Tokyo. That game is being headed up by John Johannes, who is the director of The Evil Within 2. Exciting.
I'm going to submit a you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You put Big Phil, you actually wrote in Big Phil Spencer into this little blurb, but you didn't put Big Shinji Mikami.
Yeah,
you just put Shinji Mikami.
I added Big Shinji Mikami because I didn't, when I said Big Phil Spencer, I created a hierarchy inadvertently. And then I said Shinji Mikami. And if I didn't add Big Shinji Mikami, it would make it seem like I'm placing Shinji Mikami on a lower rung than
Spencer. When I just want to see it in writing, Tam. I just want to see it in writing. Yeah.
I'll just add that in BIG. Now.
Thank you very much.
I'll put Big Phil Shinji Mikami now. The Big Shinji Mikami. There we go. I feel
that's
like
where they join up.
Yeah. It's like the Megazord of, of development. Andy, did you like Evil Within 2?
I don't play scary games, Tam. How dare you ask me that question? It's a very personal question.
I know. I just wanted to make sure so everyone knew that you weren't playing scary games still. So no one else asks you often.
No scary games. No. Okay. No scary games.
I think you might actually like The Evil Within 2 because it's not as scary. It's more action focused. Like it's not Resident Evil. It's closer to like Fear.
But I think the one thing that does sort of make me enticed a little bit is the fact that it is so psychological, and I love things that kind of fuck with you visually. But maybe I'll just watch a playthrough. Maybe you stream it on your Twitch channel and I'll watch it.
I might do that, you know, because I'm playing Hades right now, but I need to think about the game next. And I did enjoy a little bit of the Evil Within that I played.
Halloween spooky season coming up.
Halloween spooky season. Yeah, let's do it. Maybe. Next story is from Nibel on Twitter. I just grabbed that. It was breaking. No, I didn't go to any websites. I just grabbed it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, that's fine.
Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy, the definitive edition, has been rated in Korea. This follows reports from earlier in the year that stated Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and Grand Theft Auto Vice City remasters are all said to be in development for multiple platforms, from current generation consoles to mobile devices. In August, Kotaku reported to have spoken to three sources involved with the project, each of whom say that this has been in the works at Rockstar for some time. At one point, it was planned for the remaster collection to be offered to players who purchased the upcoming remaster for Grand Theft Auto 5 on Xbox Series X and PS5, but say that plans have since shifted to a standalone collection release. These remasters were also reportedly meant to come out earlier this year, but the COVID-19 pandemic delayed development. So, at this point, Andy, it's dead.
It's like they said, Tam, it's like they said, if you're willing to buy Grand Theft Auto 5 for the third time, or third or more time, you're probably happy with getting nothing else. So just take that.
Here's the thing. Like, at least they're doing that. They're giving us something, right? Like, head over to Bethesda and they're like, great news, everyone. We have Skyrim. And you're like, okay, what else? And like, no, Skyrim. Are you buying it again or no? Yeah. Or no? And so it's like, at least they're adding something to it, you know? They're adding... Skyrim is still Skyrim.
The thing that worries me about these announcements, though, is that I was really hoping that... I mean, you know, obviously I don't want to speculate too much, but the fact that it says that the games are also coming to mobile devices worries me a tiny bit, because I was hoping that maybe they would somehow take advantage a bit more of the newer hardware in ways that mobile couldn't do. You know, throwing a new lighting engine of some sort closer to what Mass Effect Legendary Edition did with the trilogy, as opposed to just sort of a remaster. Here it is in HD. It looks crisp as hell, but for the most part, it looks still very similar. I'm kind of bums me out. I wish it was just a console thing, because that would give me hope that we are going to get a market improvement on the past versions of it, you know?
Yeah, it's also worth noting, to not to completely shit on Andy's point, but only to slightly shit on Andy's point.
Yeah, take a big old dump on it.
I'm taking a big old unzip right now and pull the pants down. Here we go. Are you ready? Steaming hot truth coming.
Oh, God.
Mobile devices are pretty powerful right now. They can run games in a that we do not expect they're capable of. There's still a disconnect between what we think mobile can do and what it actually can do. And also, it seems like they're going to be... It feels like the rumors indicate that they're working on a new art style, or at least smoothing it out a bit. So I feel like if they did something where it's like stylized a bit more, they could smooth out a lot of it and make it very scalable. I mean, the versions of Grand Theft Auto that already exist on mobile run quite well. I remember playing 3, and I think I played San Andreas a bit on one of these mobile devices, and it ran pretty well. If they're overlaying some nice kind of like, and that was years ago on older iPhones and tablets.
Right. And the fact that older devices could run Fortnite at a much lower scaled version of itself, does give me a bit of hope. So you know what? The dump you just took, it's on my back right now. I'm going to leave it there all the rest of the day. I deserve this. I deserve it.
Everyone's going to be, Andy, what you stink for? What's that? What's that metaphorical stink coming off you? It's just some truth. I'm excited for it. I'm very keen to play some more Vice City. And especially if they like package it all together. The idea of playing all three of the games back to back in a package just terrifies me though. Like three open world Grand Theft Auto games back to back, scary.
You gotta space them out at that point.
You gotta space them out. Yeah, you gotta. The next story is a big one, and it is PlayStation officially acquires Bluepoint Games. Remember when someone at Sony Japan, PlayStation Japan, accidentally pressed the tweet button many, many months ago and tweeted this news out? And then everyone was like, what the hell happened to that? It's finally here.
They've been missing the whole time. We don't know where they are.
That person, never seen again.
We hope they're okay.
Someone, I've heard Herman Hulse's DNA was found at the scene of where that person was last seen.
Too far. We're going too far. Let's back up. Okay.
You don't want to pick a fight. You don't want smoke with Herman Hulse, the man's
power. No, not at all. Not at all.
So Herman, who's a perfectly innocent and it just never has committed a crime, tweeted, the studio's brilliant recreation of Demon's Souls for the PS5 launch proves that at Bluepoint Games, not at PlayStation Games, inside and out. We are so excited to welcome them as the newest member of the PlayStation Studios. Congrats to everyone at Bluepoint Games. Speaking to IGN, as reported by Jonathan Dornbush, friend of the show, the studio's next game is an original title, not a remake. Devastating for people like me, Andy, and Kevin, who are hoping a Metal Gear Solid remake was in development at Bluepoint Studios. Doesn't seem that is the case, lads.
Or Bloodborne.
Doesn't seem like is the case, lads. And the studio's goal going forward is similar. Our next project, we're working on original content right now. We can't talk about what that is, but that's the next step in the evolution of for us, said the studio's president, Marco Thrush. The transition from remasters to remakes was to test ourselves and push ourselves harder for the next step, he said, noting that the team was about 15 people during the production of the original God of War collection. Right now, it's about 70 employees and grew to 95 people at its peak during Demon's Souls, with outsourcing work included. Bluepoint is now at a place where there's hardly an entity imaginable that knows PlayStation better than they do. Because they've worked with so many different teams on their respective iconic franchises that they've had a developer insight in a wonderful way, said Herman Hulse. He added that he let them finish up Demon's Souls before discussions really began about the acquisition, which paints amusing pictures in my mind where like it's the Bluepoint Studios and then there's just like a glass window and the entire time Herman Hulse is just standing there outside waiting for them to like drop, like turn a computer off to be like, as soon as it happens, they finish it, they send off the press, the door opens and he goes, I own you all now. And then one leaves.
Are they ready, sir? No, not yet.
That guy just powered down his computers. Tell him that they belong to me now. Hulse added that we've expressed that probably better together, making sure that Bluepoint can focus on their games, can focus on what they do best, making amazing worlds, wonderful character development, and make use of all the resources that we have to offer, Hulse said. So yeah, sad times that we're not getting a Metal Gear Solid, but it kind of feels like these lot have been playing in the kind of the lower leagues and they finally have got the promotion that they deserve, and it's like, fair enough, we want you to stay here for a little longer, but you're about to you deserve this. How do you feel about it?
I mean, finally we got the news. It's at such a weird time. I really thought it would have been either during the PlayStation showcase or whenever the next showcase is, possibly at the Game Awards. So the announcement kind of just catches you by surprise. But I'm happy that they're getting to work on their own thing. You know, you always want developers to be happy and work on something that they can be proud of. This is our original baby. You know, this is the thing that we've been concepting for quite some time now. But of course, I'm heartbroken that it's not a remake of a game that I would really, really love to see. And I'm hoping that they're saying original. We still have hope, Tam, because, you know, when everybody's clamoring for Dead Space and then Dead Space never gets made, but then that Dead Space kind of, this isn't Dead Space, but we're making it anyway. Like, what if they're making just Metal Gear, but they're calling it something different, Tam? Let's just speculate a little
bit,
you know?
That is the discussion that I've seen happen, and it's what I was thinking. They said we're making original content, but there is still a possibility that original and like Herman keeps talking about how well they know PlayStation Studios and how intimately they know the franchises that they're working on. So there is a chance, if we are speculating, if we're holding out hope still, that they are making new content within an existing IP. Obviously, it might not be Metal Gear because that's not a Sony IP, but I feel like there's still a small outside chance that Sony rocked up to Konami and was like, Herman once again, standing outside of a glass window waiting for everyone to finish their work and then opening the door and being like, I own Metal Gear now, and then closing the door. Maybe he pulled that off and has brought in Bluepoint and been like, make some new Metal Gear stuff. Kojima is across the road. He'll pop over every now and then and just do a thumbs up and say, did you like it? and we're good.
Again, but, in my fantasy, Konami's like, no, we're not letting go of the IP. So they're like, all right, well then our new character is Hard Cobra, you know, and he's going to be the main guy, you know. We're going to do it ourselves.
Yeah, this is our new franchise.
Wet Cobra.
Yeah, this is our new franchise. Copper, Drive Shaft.
I was going to say Hard Anaconda, but that just sounds terrible. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Tactical.
What is the Dead Space game from the creator of Dead Space that is making the new game? I was trying to reference it earlier.
Callisto Protocol.
Callisto Project. Protocol. You're right.
Protocol. Something like that.
You're right. There we go.
Yeah. I would love that if they were like, just make us a Metal Gear. And they did that. But I feel like I'm glad that Bluepoint is getting this. They did say that when they work on their games, they usually create their timelines a lot shorter than ordinary, because what they do is they get someone else's game and then they spend basically years polishing that. They are creating original content, but their main job is polishing. But it means that they can work on shorter than ordinary game development timelines. Since this is an original project with original content, it's going to be some time before we, one, know what it is to even see it and play it ourselves. So don't expect to see it soon. However, what you can expect to see soon, right now, in fact, is a word from our sponsor.
That was a little too quick for Kevin, I think.
This podcast is brought to you by Liquid IV. Working out, meditating, treating yourself. With so many different types of self-care, it can be hard to remember one of the most fundamental ways to take good care of yourself. Hydration! No, Liquid IV is not an actual IV drip, but it does hydrate you faster and more efficiently than plain old water. It contains the perfect balance of vitamins that help you hydrate quicker. How do I, Greg Miller, know so much about Liquid IV? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I like to drink too much. And often after I've had too much to drink, the next day we use Liquid IV around here. I've also used it, you know, when you're sick, maybe off the plane, you took a plane ride and you're like, I'm really thirsty, you know what I mean, you're dehydrated because of the pressurization, use it. But also, if you learn to get your drink on like Greg does, throw back a few brewskis like Stone Cold Steve Austin the next morning. Liquid IV does help. I mix it with my water quite a bit. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code KFGD at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code code KFGD at liquidiv.com. Our next sponsor, why it's ExpressVPN. Going online without ExpressVPN is like leaving your dog with the nearest stranger while you run into the store. I would never do that to Portillo. Most of the time, it's probably fine, but you never know. What if they're a serial dog napper? Well, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, like a cafe or a hotel, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been easy because, of course, ExpressVPN has been a sponsor of Kinda Funny for quite some time, a long time, and the one, the only, Cool Greg, has used it quite a bit. All the internet surfing he does, all the different shows he's watching, all the different things he's streaming. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/games. That's expressvpn.com/games, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/games. And our final sponsor of the day, Demon Slayer. It's time to become the blade that destroys demons in Demon Slayer. Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Hinokami Chronicles, launching October 15th on PS5, PS4, Xbox, and Steam. Tanjiro comes home to find his family murdered and his sister transformed into a demon. Well, that sucks. Understandably, my boy Tanjiro is devastated by this and decides to become a demon slayer to restore his sister's humanity and seek revenge on the demon that slaughtered his family. Based on the anime Demon Slayer, the game's adventure mode lets you relive your favorite memorable moments and thrilling battles. Then there's a versus mode where you can choose any combination of two characters to face off. With exhilarating gameplay and a whole bunch of skills and characters from the anime, rise up to become the strongest of the Demon Slayers. Pre-order Demon Slayer and unlock two bonus characters and get early access to the game. To pre-order, just click the link in the description.
And we're back. As we said earlier, it'll be some time before we see anything from Blue Point. It's so, so far away, but what's closer? Again, I'm using the same segue, innit? If I wanted to know, it wasn't good the first time. I tried it a second time.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Let me try it again. I think it's the delivery.
Can you come back to the ad, Kevin?
Yeah. Let's do the ad a little bit. Andy, if I wanted to know what's coming to Mom and Grub shops today, where would I look?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday. A little sharp, Kevin. We'll bring it a little down.
Yeah,
we didn't harmonize. We didn't harmonize.
Where am I going? Yeah.
It should be like slight.
Yeah. You're close. That's almost the lower octave. Pat, you are right in my brain right there. Holy shit!
Damn, that was ASMR. I love it. Out today, we have Astria Ascending for the Nintendo Switch. Hot Wheels Unleashed for the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch.
It's Windows everything. PC,
your refrigerator, that Hot Point microwave, your Tamagotchi can play it.
Your Elgato Stream Deck, you can play it through all the little buttons.
If you look at your watch, your wristwatch right now, it's downloading Hot Wheels Unleashed right now.
It's like that one U2 album that just forced on your shit.
It's like Magna Carta, Holy Grail as well. Like, you didn't want it, but Jay-Z paid for it and it's on your device. Melty Blood Type Lumina is out now for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and Windows PC. Aeon Drive is out for PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Bonfire Peaks, PC, PS5, PS4, and Switch. Bubble Bobble for Friends, The Baron's Workshop. Sounds weird. PC, September 30th, today, that's out. Darksiders 3 is out on Switch. Slightly underrated game. They improved it. I don't know how that Switch version is, but worth checking out. Demon Skin, better when you fry it, it's crunchier. PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Industria for PC. Jurassic World Aftermath Part 2 coming to Oculus VR. Yes, don't say we don't do anything for the VR, folks. The Last Friend for PC.
It was the delivery. It was the delivery of that.
If you've hit rock bottom, we have The Last Friend on PC. Rogue Lords coming to PC. The Architect Paris launches for PC today. Haven, Sweet Little Things, free update is available today. Xuan Yuan, Sword 7, I probably pronounced that wrong, I'm sorry, is out now for PS4 and Xbox One. New dates! Echo Generation will be available on October 21 on Xbox Game Pass. Monster Hunter Rise is coming to PC on January 12, 2022, and there's a demo coming soon as well. The Game Awards.
That's exciting for me.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
I'll be real with you. That's exciting for me because a lot of the Monster Hunter titles I think are so gorgeous and I don't want to play them in 30 frames on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
If you get on it on PC, I'll join you. We'll play together. We'll
do yes. Yes.
Let's do it. Jeff Keighley has announced the Keighleys, the Game Awards are happening on Thursday, December 9th, live from the Microsoft Theater in LA and streaming everywhere. Of course, Kind of Funny will be there to cover it every step of the way, as will GameSpot. So make sure you check it out. Moon Glow Bay is now expected to set sail on 26th October for Xbox Series X, S, Xbox One consoles, Xbox Game Pass for consoles, Xbox Game Pass for PC and Steam. And finally, Night Squad 2 is coming to PlayStation 4 on October 6th with legendary updates as well.
Greg Miller, where are you? Moon Glow Bay, where are you?
He put these in. There's some hair that I was like, every now and then, I'm going to let people in on a secret. Greg jumps in to make sure I'm not screwing anything up, and usually we'll find something that I missed. So bless him.
But micromanager. Also,
what the hell is a Moon Glow Bay? That didn't need to be in there, Greg. Come on. Go and look after your imminent child. Deals of the day. October Prime Gaming content update is here. You can add Prime Gaming to your four plans. This reads like an ad. I don't know if it's an ad, so I'm just going to read it as is. With a selection of free games and content for popular titles, including Apex Legends, Call of Duty, Destiny 2, Genshin Impact, Rainbow Six Siege, Dauntless, Fall Guys, and more. That Amazon stuff is pretty good, though. Prime Gaming, you do get a lot of stuff with it.
The free in-game content, sure, great. You get free skins, whatever. I kind of forget to look at it all the time, even though I probably should, because there's always good stuff there. The thing that really, really matters, though, Ghost Runner is available on October.
The
free
October
games.
October free games is powerful. It's a powerful lineup. It's got Star Wars Squadrons, Alien Isolation, perfect for spooky times. Ghost Runner, a fan favorite. Andy loves it. I love it. You should check it out. Song of Horror Complete Edition. Never heard of it. Red Wings, Aces of the Sky. And, of course, the big one. The big, big one. Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventure. Andy, how you feel about Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventures?
You know, I'm very excited for it, Tam. Very, very excited for it.
I knew you was going to say that, and I'm
glad. It's a title I've been waiting for.
Yeah, and of course, there's Secret Files 3, whatever. Reader Mails. It's time for Reader Mails. If you'd like to send in a mail and have it read out, you can write into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Hello, Greg Miller. Did you call me?
Yeah, I did. I heard you call me a micromanager on the air. And when a micromanager call you, tell you don't fucking do that.
Shut up, baby.
You said that with the same energy as that vine where it cuts the guy and goes, oh, hey, hello. now I know that Greg is watching.
He's always watching. Yeah, Greg watches like all of the content. And I'm like, wow.
I would be worried if he didn't. That would be if he was like, yeah, I don't give a shit about
just the gaming stuff. Just the gaming stuff. I think it's just Game Killer and X-Cast.
That's his baby. You know, it's his baby.
He never watched
Screencast. He needs to manage in a small way, you know, very tiny. My little baby way to manage people. You
it's his legacy. It's his legacy. He needs to
very small
up,
version
you know?
Of it. Yeah. Mini manage. Yeah.
I feel sorry for his child when his child is crying. He's going to be like, no, I'm taking care of games daily right now.
This is my legacy.
This is my legacy. What are you? Jen's like this guy. You can write into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames where you can get your questions read on the show, just like the one, the only, he's guaranteed to be in chat right now, the nanobiologist, who says, what's up, Tim Tam? Unfortunately, Nano had no idea that it would be a Tamandi episode. How'd you like Tamandi? Xbox announced that starting tomorrow, probably today with the time change, xCloud is launching in Japan. Japan! That was a Street Fighter 2 reference.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Australia. Mexico. I don't think they say Mexico. And Jerez, they say this one, I know it. He doesn't say Brazil. He goes, Brazil! or giant markets. However, is xCloud the booster shot Xbox needs to finally break through big into the Japanese market? Japan is a giant mobile and handheld market, so would xCloud fit in well over there? We've seen sales of Xbox be higher and higher than ever this generation over there, but I'm talking about final concrete footing on the ground to be a presence in markets where Xbox has never really seen major potential in before. Where else is needed for Xbox to be a big name over there, like PlayStation, Nintendo, or a bit of a stretch here, Sega? Thanks, nanobiologist. What do you reckon, Andy?
I am so hopeful, Tam, that in 2 years we don't read reports that there have so far been 348 Nintendo or Xbox Series X's that have been sold in Japan. Because I feel like that's always, it's always a triple digit number that looks so sad.
In your mind, you've heard 348 people accidentally purchased an Xbox. That's yeah. How small that number is.
It's always such a small, depressing number. Man, I think this could honestly be it. I'm going to call it right here, right now. It's like, you know, Tom Brady, he's finally on the decline. He's finally going to no longer be a good quarterback. And this year also, Xbox is going to succeed in Japan. We're going to have, they're going to sell gangbusters, Tam. Gangbusters, okay? Toast of the town, Greg Miller. Where's Greg at?
I don't know. I agree.
Toast of the town.
I think you are right. And I think this is, like I said earlier, this is the best shot that they've had in a long time to get a foothold in Japan and Asia. That's an important thing. Like when I talked to Phil Spencer last, we had an interview just casually, you know, me and Phil, big Phil, good friends. Like he DMs.
We had some dinner. Yeah.
We had some dinner and like I asked him how his family was, that kind of thing. And he was like, you know what? Maybe let's do an interview. So I did an interview with
him. Very nice. Down at the Benihana. Yeah.
I paid for dinner though, which was a surprise. I don't earn that much. And Big Phil, you know, head of Xbox, couldn't pay for our dinner. It's just Daryl Lee Dunkables as well, which was quite surprising. Mm-hmm. But he said that importantly, it's not just Japan, it's Asia that Microsoft has an ongoing interest in because the market is massive. And China and different parts of Asia have a bigger place within the gaming sphere than they've ever had before, whether it's, you know, through Tencent or other companies like that. Or like we have a lot of interesting projects coming out of there, you know, like there's Devotion, Red Candle Games is massive. And, you know, Black Myth Wukong is in development. Those are just two off the top of my head. I think what's the...
That looks so good.
What's the weeb game that Blessing is always playing where it's just basically Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Gambling Edition?
Genshin.
That's Chinese as well. But that's a massive deal. So I feel like they need to ensure that they're speaking to Asia as much as Japan. I know as gamers, we think Japan is the be-all end-all of video gaming when it comes to outside of the Western territories. But I think that's important to them. And I think that they're in a good position with the mobile stuff, especially with xCloud. xCloud is massive, as we talked about earlier, in bringing those big experiences to mobile devices. And just because of the way Japanese and Asian gamers, consumers consume their gaming experiences and the lifestyles they lead, kind of big cinematic setups aren't traditionally the way they do that. And creating a mechanism by which they can play these kinds of games on small screens in the most convenient way is going to be definitely something that's appealing. And I think, like, I always thought the Xbox Series S would be a smash hit in Japan especially. I think it still can be. I think they just need to do a bit of extra work to bring... They need to start doing the Hearts and Minds campaign right now. Before, like, when they did that stuff, and you were in Asia, you'd look at an Xbox and be like, nah, I'm good. Especially the original Xbox, where it's like, this thing is, what is this?
Yeah, 100%.
It's horrifying. And then even the 360 was sleeker, and it got sleeker. But like by then, they had like, you know, other issues with it, and they had like lost some of that mindshare. But now they've got the super slick, small version of a much more powerful console, and they've got an incredibly compelling set of services that they can use to leverage that. So I think they do that. I would love to see them do the thing that they did back in the day where they start doing like, hey, we've got Mistwalker making exclusive games for us. I mean, they have to a degree where they have Tango, But those kind of partnerships would be, more of those kind of partnerships would be amazing if they can.
And also, what was the amount of small studios that they guaranteed would bring like, games? 100 or was it 200?
Yeah, they're making.
I think all those steps kind of equal up to an eventual hopeful win for Xbox. I've been so sad to read so many stories year after year about the failure after year after year, and hopefully this is the one that does it.
And especially if like they're doing the same thing where they, you know, they are with like Western's, a lot of developers, like, you know, paying money up front to have a title on Game Pass. Like, they can find the quirkier, weirder Japanese indie games and be like, we're just going to pay you up front to put this thing on Game Pass, and that will expose us to like games that we just wouldn't have seen otherwise. Right. So it's definitely a good place for Microsoft to be in. All right. Now it's time to squad up. This one comes from Matt Allen, who's at Closed Forum on Twitter. And Matt says, this is a very different kind of squad up. I'm running my first event at my new job, and they have let me run a game jam. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., that's Friday 1st, we are hosting a live event to cap off a game jam with the one and only Lucy James.
Wow.
You might know Lucy James as a Kind of Funny best friend and also former housemate of Greg Miller's and Twitch streamer Lucy James and GameSpot's very own Lucy James, of course. Check out my pinned tweet at Closed Forum for free tickets and come hang out with us and Lucy as we talk about the importance of indie games and game jams. Please come so work will give me more cash to do stuff they don't understand.
It's free tickets, everybody. Go tickets. Over there.
So if you have some time tomorrow, 3 p.m. BST, Friday 1st, go to Closed Forum on Twitter, and there should be a link there to get some tickets. Just jump in and hang out and, you know, support. Show that the Kind of Funny best friends are there, and maybe good old Matt will be able to do more gaming stuff. All right, you're wrong. Let's see if we get anything wrong. Did we get anything? I don't think we got anything wrong.
No, not a shot. And Nanobiologist does say that Aaron Paul was only in the Need for Speed movie, not the Need for Speed game.
Oh.
But nah, you can't when I was watching it, when I was watching it, Nano, it was a game to me.
All okay, right? Yeah. Nano says, yeah, Aaron Paul was just in the Need for Speed movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, Nano also said Jaffe has been popping off more about Twisted Metal. You know what? Great. We're good. Yeah. We don't really want.
I'm good there.
Nintendo took to Twitter in July 21 to officially deny the Switch rumors, pro rumors.
I'm gonna be really pissed if they announce a 4K one.
They are gonna announce one.
I know, but like, Zynga, I just bought the OLED. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck, yeah, man? Not cool.
Nano also said Zynga replied to the Bloomberg article denying claims of them having a Switch Pro dev kit, which is wild. It's gonna be a lot of liars if this turns out to be true. And
that's a Nexus sin, and you go to hell for lying.
Yeah,
that's a sin.
You go 100%. Mm-hmm.
Jesus said that shit. Remember?
Yep. Jesus said it. Sure did. Sure did.
Just give me at least a year. Is all I'm saying. At least a year.
No, I need it like now, Kevin. I don't want to play fucking games that look fuzzy anymore, man. Why does Mario Golf look like shit, dude? Nothing's going on in that game. God damn it.
Yeah, but no one's playing Mario Golf. You moved away from that.
I'd go back to it if it was prettier, Kevin.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and we got Metroid Dread coming out. I don't need blurry Samus.
I'm gonna rebuy Breath of the Wild in HD, Ultra HD. It sucks. These guys got me by the short hairs.
You don't think they'd give you the upgrade for free? Oh man!
Oh shit! Oh, I can't
breathe. We're having a good show. We're having a great show.
Nintendo giving up free.
Oh wow!
Nano says Scarlet Nexus is also on the US Game Pass, and not just Japan. Hard to Find says I absolutely want Magna Carta Holy Grail on my phone. Okay, fair enough. BG258E says missed out. Life is Strange: True Colors Wavelengths DLC is out today. Nano says The Last Friend is about saving dogs. I'm just trying to importantly point out none of these are wrong. They're just clarifications. So as said at the top, Andy and I haven't got anything wrong. Neither has Kevin. So
correct. Yeah.
Mando also said Jay-Z didn't pay for those albums. Samsung did. Jay-Z got the money, you know. Charles Jacobson said, small deal for Tam. Blood Omen Legacy of Kain is 10% off on GOG as part of its launch. Hell yeah, play Legacy of Kain. It's incredibly difficult to get into it at this day, in this day and age. So good luck to you. but it is good. Tomorrow's host, oh, I breathed in too fast and like took in too much spit and it went to the back of my throat. And I thought I was going to die.
You handled it really well, though. You handled it really well.
I appreciate it. You didn't miss a beat. Yeah, it was really impressive.
Tomorrow's hosts are Greg and Janet. And if you are watching live on Twitch after this, there is the Emily is Away 3 playthrough, which could be the finale. And then tomorrow, Friday, Halo Infinite, baby. That game is good. Of course, if you want to catch this or any other, if you want to catch those streams specifically, you want to go watch those on YouTube. You need to subscribe to youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays. And if you want to catch this one, you can also find it on Funny Games YouTube. And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been Kind of Funny Games Daily, where each and every weekday, live, right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we run you all through all the nerdy news you need to know so that when you recite it to your parents, they think you are an absolute failure. But deep down, you know that you are in the know, and all your friends are going to be impressed when you're like,
a winner is you.
Let me tell you exactly when this new game is coming out, and here's why God of War was delayed. We have a Patreon post show for those that are sub at the silver level on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're not, sub to the silver level. If you're bronze, just up it a bit, if you can, obviously. So stick around for that. Otherwise, until next time, laugh and grow fat.
Free upgrade.